This is Steph Mischuk, and welcome to the Business of Web Design. In this episode, I'm going to teach you how to manage your money. Now, before you shut this off because you're just, you know, this whole subject of money management just bores you and you're just not interested, let me just say that money management is key to the success, long-term and short-term, or short-term and long-term success of any business. So it's important that you understand at least some basic principles so that your life will be a lot easier when it comes to, when it comes to the business of web design and it comes to things in general. So we're going to learn these principles of money management because one of the big reasons that people go belly up, they go bankrupt, one of the big reasons businesses go bankrupt is because they don't manage their money properly. I think you can sum it up with a basic principle, I suppose, and it's pretty simple. Don't spend money. That may sound kind of stupid and simple, but you would be surprised how many people forget about this basic concept, this basic rule when they actually get into it, especially beginners. When they first start a business, they think, they get excited and they start thinking about what they think they should have. You know, they believe that they should get the latest and greatest computer. They think that they should get all the top software, spend thousands there. They think they should get a really nice car. Or, you know, maybe they need a location. I got to get an office. I really need an office space in a nice building. All these kind of things are very common, actually. And I think it's probably one of the biggest reasons why most businesses fail within the first couple of years, like 90% or 95%. I don't mention that statistic because I want to discourage you. The fact of the matter is if you follow what I teach you in this course, you will not be amongst that 90%, 95%. You're going to be one of the few elite who actually make it and do well. So you have to learn to not spend your money unless it's absolutely necessary. I think a basic rule is that if you can rent it or borrow it or work around it, then do so. The only time it makes sense to buy something is when it will save you a lot of time or a lot of money. And that's kind of broad, I know. And it's going to have to be something you make a decision on a per case basis. But you should be honest with yourself about, you know, whether or not you really need to spend X amount of dollars on something. So what's a practical example? I'm going to give you a classic example that a lot of people make: getting an office space. A lot of people think that starting a business means you have to have an office. They somehow think that if they have an office space, that makes them business. And I can tell you right now that having an office space does not make you a business. It makes you a chump, but not a business. The only time you should look at getting an office space is when you're really expanding and you just have so much work and you have people working for you. And so that's probably not going to happen for at least the first couple of years. So back to the scenario of the office space. I've seen this happen a few times, actually, where somebody has a business, they start out, and right away or within a few months of starting their business, they decided that to be professional, they should have an office because you're not professional unless you have an office, right? So they get an office space, and that costs a lot of money. It's not just the rent. The rent, you know, you may get a small little space. You go, well, it's only a few hundred a month, or maybe it's only $400 a month. But they don't factor in so many other things. You got, besides your rent, you got utilities, you got taxes, you got to put in phone lines, you got to do all kinds of other things. So when you do get that office space, it eats up a lot of money quick, even little office spaces. So again, back to my classic scenario, small business, just starting out. They may have no clients or they may have one or two clients. And they decide it's time to get an office space. So they go out there, get the office space. They spend all kinds of money setting it up. you know, we got to get office furniture. But what they find out is that the office space doesn't actually bring you any more business. Actually, the office space will actually take away from your ability to get new business. Why? Because you're going to be wasting time trying to manage your new office space. You know, it takes time to rent and to put in phone lines and do all kinds of stuff like that. And all that time could be spent building your business, getting new clients, working on client projects, making money. But no, you're going to be caught up with this office space you got to manage. So again, back to the classic scenario. After, you know, 6 months, a year, year and a half of struggling with this huge headache, the office space, you got to pay the rent, you got to pay all the costs, and you got all the time associated with managing the space. The poor web designer has to shut their business because they just can't manage the cost of the office space. If they would have been wise and followed the principles that I lay out in this course, and they would just stay at home, all that money and all that time that was wasted in this office space could have been put into their own pockets. To recap, the first principle is not to spend money unless you absolutely have to. So let's get into some quick practical techniques when it comes to money management. You should have at least 3 different accounts, bank accounts. The first account is your long-term savings account. When you start generating money from your business, it's very important that you pull money out of the business. It's crucial that you do that on a regular basis. You have to pay yourself first. And I'm going to tell you why you need to do this. It's very common for small businesses to keep all their money pooled in one bank account. Let me rephrase that. It's very common for small business owners to keep all their money pooled in one bank account. So why is pooling all your money in one bank account a bad idea? Well, essentially, if your business should ever go bad or have trouble and all your money is in this one account, you're going to start spending this money. And it's not uncommon for business owners to find themselves later in life, near retirement, where they've run into a couple of bad years and they find that all the retirement money, all the money that they have, which was in this account, is gone or nearly gone. I've seen this many times. So you don't want to be in that situation. So it's very important that you discipline yourself along the way over time as you build your business, as you progress. Even if you're doing really, really well, you should pull out money and pay yourself first and put it into a retirement account that is untouchable. Untouchable. The next account you should have is what I call the FU stash. I'm not going to swear because I'm not sure who's going to be listening to this particular episode. Essentially, it's an emergency money account. But again, it's not touchable unless it's an emergency. So that doesn't mean buying a piece of equipment for your company or going on a trip. It means real emergencies like paying rent or some surprise thing that comes out of the blue. So this particular account should be in a separate account, a high interest savings account, like an ING account, something where you're going to get some return for your money because the money is going to be sitting there, you know, but it has to be safe. So you can't invest it and it has to always be accessible. So you can't put it in a bond. You can't put it into stocks or anything like that because you want to make sure that the money is guaranteed and you want to be able to get the money whenever you need it. So how much should you put into this emergency money account? I would say a minimum of 6 months worth of living expenses. So for the sake of argument, if you're living on $2,000 a month, then you need at least $12,000 in that account. Now, you don't have to have it right away, but it's something you should work towards building. And the reason I stress the importance of this emergency money account is because once you have your 6 months, and I think ideally a year worth of cash in that account, you're going to sleep really, really well at night. And it's going to have a tremendous positive impact in your business. And let me explain why. Well, the most obvious is because when you're sleeping well at night, meaning you have no stress because you know that you're covered for at least a year, 6 months, a year without getting any work, life is going to be a lot easier because you're not under the gun. You don't need that contract. You don't need that business next week or next month. You know you're safe. With that feeling in mind, with that security behind you, you're going to be in a much better position in terms of dealing with your prospective clients and your clients. I can tell you from personal experience that they will sense, somehow they will sense your confidence and your relaxed attitude, if you will. And they'll be less likely to want to, push you around. And don't get me wrong. You know, a lot of people out there, a lot of your clients will be decent people and they'll be great to work with. But there are some out there that may look for a little bit of weakness. They may try and smell something. So if you have this money in the bank account, in the emergency account where you can, you know you're safe for quite a while, you'll be able to deal with them with a lot more confidence. And what I found is that I ended up making a lot more money because I was able to negotiate from a position of strength, because, you know, if I didn't get that particular job, no problem, I could just wait for the next one. So besides the benefit of, being relaxed and not having to worry, the emergency stash will probably make your whole business experience much more profitable, because you'll be able to pick and choose your projects. You'll be able to ask for the price that you really want to do a particular job. And people just get a sense of that. The final count that you need with regards to the web design business is, of course, your day-to-day operating account. This is the account where you deposit your checks from your client. This is the account that you use to buy new supplies or to pay for your high-speed internet connection and so forth. This is your operating account. And you should keep, I would keep a few months of money in there just to be, so you don't have to worry about always having to cover checks and whatnot. This is your day-to-day transactional account for your business. So there you have it. To recap, you have three accounts. You have your long-term savings account, which is really not part of the business, but the point to take away from that is that you should be pulling out money from your business for your retirement on a regular basis. Number two, you should have an emergency account. The emergency account should have at least 6 months, ideally 12 months worth of cash on hand, so that if there's any problems, you know that you're covered. This will allow you, A, to sleep well at night, and B, will allow you to negotiate from a position of power. So you're going to end up making more money. You're going to end up having a much more pleasant work experience. Trust me on that one. Another point about the emergency account, you should put it in an account that's safe. Don't put it to a stock market or anything like that. It should be money that's safe, and it should be money that you can grab at a moment's notice. Do not keep it in the same account as your operating account, because you don't want to ever touch your emergency money unless there's an absolute emergency. Don't use it to buy equipment that you need. If you don't have enough money in your main corporate account to buy a piece of equipment, the equipment will wait until you do. The emergency money is there for that only. It's very important that you're disciplined about that, and that's why I'm emphasizing this. Trust me, you'll thank me in the long run. And then finally, you have your day-to-day commercial operating account, where you deposit your checks and you pay your bills from this account. As far as how much money you should have in there, you try to have enough so that you don't have to run around and move money all the time. You should be, you don't want to get caught up with all this banking stuff. You want to try and minimize that. And you minimize that by creating these three separate accounts, by making sure you have the decent amount of money in each of them accordingly. And so this way you don't have to worry about bouncing checks and all this kind of stuff. How long should it take for you to build up these accounts? For instance, like the emergency account, It's going to take a little while probably for most of us to build up a 6 month to 1 year worth of capital, worth of cash, to so that you can survive. I understand that. So what you should be doing is you should be from your, you know, when you start making money from your web design work, you should discipline yourself to take a certain percentage out, no matter how little. So if, let's say the first gig, you only make $500. You should take, you know, $50 or put it in your emergency, take $50 for retirement, or maybe $100 for your emergency, $100 for retirement, and the other $300 you reinvest back in the business. Even if you're tight for money and you need money, you should, again, discipline yourself. If you need that $500 to survive, then put $50 or $25 in the emergency account and $25 in your long-term retirement account. It's important that you establish a pattern of doing this and you continue to do this on a regular schedule. You will, trust me, you will in time find yourself in a position where you got more money coming in that you need so that you can build this thing up more and more and more. But that's the first goal. You want to build up your emergency cash and you want to start contributing to your retirement account as quickly as possible. And the other major point I want to emphasize again, you should not dip into their into your different accounts for other purposes. So if you don't touch your emergency money unless it's an absolute emergency, and you never touch your retirement account except when you retire.